Now, if you want to get fresh ideas about something, it helps to change perspective. Someone who's done just that is the French astronaut Thomas Pesquet. He's in the UK to talk about his experience of living for several months on the International Space Station. My colleague Sarah Montague asked him how heading out into space quite literally changed the way he saw the world.
Yeah, I think it did, as a matter of fact. And this is a life, what you call a life-changing experience in so many different ways. First of all, I think to me, by looking at the planet Earth from North orbit, you see how fragile it is. And we take it for granted here on the, when we're on the ground. But when you see the negative effect of human activity, the effects of climate change from the space station, whether it be water pollution, sea and rivers, clearings, cuts in the Amazonian forests, air pollution, the ice melting in the glaciers in South America, you start to reflect and you think that this planet is very fragile, we have to protect it.
So what, were you shocked by that when you saw it?
I was. So initially when you see the Earth, you're struck by how beautiful it is. And that's really what overwhelms you at the beginning. And then you start looking at the details and you start seeing the not so nice areas, the areas where the human activity is affecting the environment. And across the, all along this 6 months mission, I started taking pictures more and more of those areas at the end of the mission, because that's what shocked me towards the end.
Mm-hmm. Now, the space station is, of course, an international collaboration.
It is.
And this is sort of what you were talking about as well last night, that idea of countries working together.
Yeah, absolutely. We try to inspire young people and to, you know, make them try to reach their goals. That's what it was all about. And yeah, the International Space Station is international by essence. And I think that's one of the best examples of how you can achieve together things that you wouldn't be able to achieve as one country. No country on Earth could have built the space station as it is today on their own, whether it be the US, Russia, or any single country in Europe. Just by putting our resources together and working together, we were able to just build this incredible engineering feat.
And you're hoping to go back soon?
Oh, yeah, we're all hoping to, you know, space is addictive. Once you've flown in space, it's like having superpowers. You can fly around, you can float, you can carry really, really heavy stuff with just two fingers. So it's like being a superhero. Everybody wants to go back and to claim their superpowers back.
The superhero back on Earth, French astronaut Thomas Pesquet.